From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. This month marks the 100th anniversary of Arkansas recognizing women's right to vote, at least white women in primary elections, but a historic milestone nonetheless. Bernadette Cahill joins me on the telephone line. Thanks a lot for your time.
Glad to be with you.
She's the author of a book published by UA Press and the Butler Center titled Arkansas Women and the Right to Vote. The struggle to win voting rights, it certainly wasn't a victory that happened overnight. What was the formative period like in this movement?
It was 1868 was the first attempt in Arkansas to win women the right to vote. And that was during the Constitutional Convention during Reconstruction, January 1868. And it's important to note that Arkansas was the 10th state during that period to try to win women the right to vote. Then there was a long period of, a break. There was some interest. There were talks in Little Rock. And then in 1888, the Arkansas Equal Rights Association was formed. And that was active for about 5 years. And it dragged on for about another 5 years. There was continued interest. But until 1910, 1911, there was virtually nothing. And then there was 1911, a constitutional amendment was proposed in Arkansas, which would have given the women the right to vote. It failed. It led to the formation of the Political Equality League in Little Rock, where many women started becoming very active in the campaign. And there was another attempt in 1913 to win a constitutional amendment, and another attempt in 1915, and all those failed. Now, in between times, there had been a tremendous amount of activity at the national level with the National American Women's Suffrage Association and what became the National Women's Party. In 1916, the head of the National American Women's Suffrage Association and the head of the National Women's Party both visited Arkansas to gin up support here. And Carrie Chapman Catt asked any woman across the nation to try and win any kind of vote they could. Now, in 1912 in Louisiana, Kate Gordon had introduced the idea of primary voting. In Texas, it was started in 1916. And John Riggs of Hot Springs brought it up in Arkansas in 1917, and it passed very quickly. So, it seems as if it was a quick victory at that point, but it wasn't. If you go right the way back to 1868, you're talking about 50 years.
Well, women didn't have the right to vote until many of those years, as you mentioned, from 1868 to 1917. Women, at least across the country, were active in other areas of trying to exert themselves in the political sphere and other areas like the temperance movement. What was the relationship in Arkansas between the right to vote and other areas of political activity?
Well, what you must remember is political activity. Women did not have the right to vote, so they did not take part in actual politics. All they had was influence. The most important group, and this was from the 1870s, was the temperance group, and there was a tremendous crossover between temperance and voting. Now, Susan B. Anthony saw the benefits of working with the temperance group. The temperance group saw the benefits, and this is at the national level, saw the benefits of getting the vote for women so that they could get temperance. So the two of them began to work together very, very strongly. Now, one of the things that you must remember, or at least what must be taken into account, is the fact that women's involvement with temperance was used against them in particularly the last decade of the battle to win the vote, because men did, and the liquor interests did not want women to win the vote, because it was thought that women would stop liquor interests being able to carry on their business.
You mentioned earlier the course of why primary elections were chosen as opposed to general elections. In Arkansas, at least, this was an, I imagine Louisiana as well, this was an era where the Democratic Party ruled virtually as a one-party rule. Do you think there was that dynamic? How did that put into play here?
I think you've got to step back further from the one-party rule, though that's absolutely key to this whole thing. But way back during Reconstruction, sex discrimination was officially established as a bulwark against equality. And that happened through the 14th Amendment and the 15th Amendment and through various other acts by the federal government, like the Voting Act for Washington, D.C., and also the Military Reconstruction Act of 1867. So what you had was a problem that to establish equality, you had to get rid of sexism, or to use a different word, sex discrimination. And the actual primary voting law in Arkansas, even although it did include only voting for white women, it was the first collapse of the bulwark against sex discrimination in the country, and that could lead to the rest of the collapse of other discriminations in the country.
A few years after the 1917 primary rights were taken in Arkansas, Arkansas became the first state in the South to ratify the U.S. Constitutional Amendment. Why do you think Arkansas ended up taking that role?
Well, I'm sorry, I have to correct you. They can say state in the South. It was after Texas. It was desperately trying to become the first state in the South to ratify. But one of the really important things is that Arkansas was active not just in the local sense, but it was active in a national sense. In 1915, two of the ladies here from Arkansas, and I'm sorry, one of the names escapes me, Alice Ellington was one, they went to New York when there was a campaign on to try and win the vote for women in New York, which would have been a tremendous tipping point in number of state votes for women. In 1917, they were back there again. Gertrude Watkins, Josephine Miller Brown, and they were up there, and they helped to win the crucial vote in 1917 in New York State. And they came back, and they had a huge big celebration here about their role in 1917 in winning the vote for women in New York State. They were so active, not just in the state level, but in the national level. They were commended by the National American Women's Suffrage Association.
Thanks for correcting me, though, on that first state in the South claim. I'm going to blame our governor, though, for disseminating some incorrect information. I think they're using their modern definitions of Southern and excluding Texas, but clearly a Confederate state. So anyway, all right.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, Bernadette Cahill, thank you for speaking with us about the centennial of Arkansas's recognizing women's right to vote in primary elections. You published the book titled Arkansas Women and the Right to Vote, available by the Butler Center and UA Press. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.